Somebody asked the Shaila if you're allowed to walk on Shabbos with a red string around your wrist, kibarachol, whatever. Whether or not it's a Shaila of number one, Hitzav Shabbos, into the Sugya. Also, it's a Shaila of Darkei Moyen, which the Shulchan Aruch brings over here in Shin Aleph, from Sif Chav Hei, Chav Vav, Chav Zayin. We saw the Gemaras. I want to speak a moment about the Inyan, which is a very choshev Inyan. Stam, Derech Agav, there's also things that are coming up a little bit in Yonah D'Yoma next month. Also, Kedai to speak about. But our Kaponim Vazoi, Lemaisa, Chazal came along and told us that Tosis and Avodah Zorah, that Tidal of Amanalev tells us that there are certain things that are also as Chukar Sagoy. Not Richtiger, Emesiger, Avodah Zorah, but Minig of Goyim is to do it. Since it was the minig of going to do certain things, Zuktosis is the Issa of Chukas Hagoy. What's the Issa? So, the Maisa we bring down, Doimela Maisa Kshofim, it's like a magical thing, which says, a drosha from the Pasuk, Uvachukasechem lo shaleichem. Where's the Raya by us? In our Sugya in Shabbos, that we saw in the Gemara, and Shulchan Aruch in Shin Aleph, we have a Machloikis Tanoim. We have a Machloikis Tanoim if a person is allowed to do a Maisa Rufua. That is a Darkei Moyen. You'll see later on in Chavod, Chav Zayin, Mamma's talking about this Yogya. You have a Shaila if I'm allowed to do a Maisa Rufua with a Darkei Moyen. That's the Shaila. It's a machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chachomim. Shitas Reb Meir is its Mutter, Shitas Chachomim is its Asa. Zug the Gemara, Omer Abayev Rava, the Gemara is Samach Zayin, Omen Aleph, in Shabbos. Zug the Abayev Rava, we pass the night with Meir. Which means, if it's for Rufua, there's no Darkei Moyen as I pass in the Maisa in Shulchan Aruch. Now, Agav, what is the Pshat Reb Meir? What's the Pshat Shitas Reb Meir holds again? You're allowed to do a Maisa Rufua, even if it's Darkei Moyen, it's Mutter. And as I pass in Rambam Shulchan Aruch over here in Shin Aleph. What's the Pshat? So Rashi explains straight away, the Betin is a Machoikas Rishonim over here. Rashi in Samach Zayin explains, what's Mutter? The Yisoyed Zug Rashi is, if it's nikah to everybody, that it is a Rufua. Zug Rashi, if it's nikah, then it's Goyim the Rufua. It's a natural healing procedure. L'dugma, you take a plaster, in those days, right? In those days, like we said before, previously, we saw it in Shin Chav Ches, we saw it over here as well, that they used to have plasters, that these plasters were medicated, whatever that means. In King Zug Rashi, if you're going to do something that happens to be a Shail of Chukas HaGoy, as we'll get to it, Be'ez Hashem, over the Maisa, it's a claw, it's nikah that it's Rufua Zug Rashi, it's Mutter. That's how Rashi learns the Sugya. The Rosh and the Ran have a different Mahalach. They learn, not that it's nikah, but everybody knows that this is a Rufua, even if it's not nikah, that it's Mutter. What would be the Machloikas? The Machloikas are basically a bunch of different things that are types of Lachash. For example, Rashi would hold that if you have all sorts of things, again, if it's not nikah l'kol, it's a problem, even according to Reb Meir, whereas according to other Rishonim, then if we know what you're doing is a healing thing, then it's okay. Now this obviously has a huge nafkah meaning to us, right? Are certain things, bizman hazeh, people take on as this is a healing thing, it's the Erefur, not Erefur, and again, they're dealing with Shadows and Darkei Moyen, as we'll get to. Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch over here in Simchot Zayin, Paskins and Shin Aleph, like the Rosh and the Ran, which means if we know that you're doing it for a reason of Refuah, it's the Seder. The only Issa is if it doesn't help. That's where the Issa comes in. So the Maisa, we're dealing with the Shaila again of Chukas HaGod. Now, it goes like this. What's the Issa? We explained before. There's Be'etzel is five Mekoris in Torah for such a problem. The five Mekoris in Torah, the Chinuch brings it, by the way, in Mitzvah Reish, Samach Beis, the Rambam in Avodah Zorah, Perek Yud Aleph, spells it out, Mamash Mufurish. We have five Sukkim. We have the Pasuk in Achreimah, Sukkim Chukaseichim Loiseleichu. We have the Pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim, Loiseleichu, Bechukasagoy. We have the Pasuk in Parashat Meshvotim, Loiseleichu, Maseyim. We have a Pasuk in Parashat Re'eh, Shomalachah, Pentanogish, Achreim. And we have the Pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim, Ve'evdeleschem in Ho'amim. Now there is a Shaila in the Maram Shik, in Yerideyasim, Kuf Samachay, clears the Shaila. If these in Yonim, right, again, Rashi tells us they are not Avodah Zorah. The Darkei Moyen is similar. It's got a Shaitas Avodah Zorah, even though it's not Mamash Avodah Zorah. The Maram Shik has a Shaila whether or not we're dealing with the Shaila of Yorg Val Yava. Regular Avodah Zorah is Yorg Val Yava. Is this Nichlal Yorg Val Yava or not? Because it comes from a Shtikal of Avodah Zorah. The Maisa, the Halacha, he passes with many, many different rites. that there's no shayla of yoreg v'al-yavel v'hi, and therefore there's no problem legabe that. Which type of goyim are we dealing with? The hainu. Which goyim are we looking at that we say that something is that we call the darkei emoiri? So, the shayla of Jew is melamed l'hoyin chelik alesim et tezayim says only an akum gomel. The hainu, what they call a Christian, someone that worships Avodah Zorah, he has a tzelem, he has something over there, that's the real goy that the Chazal were talking about, and that's the Issa of the Torah, obviously. Vasha'im came the Rivosh in Simukuf Nun Ches, and Tashpat, Kede Gimel Simukuf Lamed Beis. So, no, any goy, Afilu Yishma. As I state in Tashpat, so passed in Rivosh, which means that Allah, Chukas HaGoy, can apply if the minig has become something amongst any type of goy, that's the Yeshayla of Chukas Ekam Yishalechu, and again, Chukas HaGoy, it's our Shabbat. What's the reason why it's a problem? So many Rishonim, when you look at the Ran in Avodah Zorah, that Beis Amid Beis, the Rivosh brings it as well, the Marik as well, and they learn Kepshutai. Chukas HaGoy means what? It's a Choy. We don't understand it. We don't need a reason. It's a regular Choy. There's no time in such a thing. The Chinuch learns differently. The Chinuch learns that the reason of it is Poshen is to be Mavdil a person from Goyim. And therefore, that's why we know, for example, we have Isurim of Pas Akum, we have Cholav Akum, we have Bishal Akum, we have Yain Nesak, we have all the different halachas that we know of for one reason, basically, and that is to get us distance from Goyim. Zug the Chinuch, or Bechukas Eichel Yisraelich, or Behim Bechukas HaGoy, we're dealing with someone that's trying to get Klal Yisrael away from being Goyim. Says the Beis Yosef, another reason, there's an interesting Beis Yosef in Kuf Ayin Ches in Yeridei, have a look it up. Zuk the Beis Yosef, he brings a Marik. That says there's another reason. What's the other reason? Kritzas Vitznias. Dainu. Zuk the Beis Yosef, this is not the Mahalach of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are not Oisik in Nizin Yonim. By the way, there are more over there, Tziv Aleph in Kuf Ayin Ches Yeridei, Paskins La Halacha this way. Like the second reason as well, that number one is the strict of the din of a choyt, and we don't understand it, maybe like the chinuch to get us away from goyim, or by the maisa there's a din of tzinias and preetzes, this is not how Klal Yisrael are meant to be. Comes along Toysus in Sanhedrin Dachnum Beisim Abeis, asks Toysus the Kasha, which was spells it out also in Avodah Zorah Yud Aleph. Zuk Toysus, what happens if something has become a minig of the goyim, or but we have a makor in the Torah for something? Right, there's so many tshuvas on this. There's so many tshuvas. The Dukma, there's a tshuva about to the way that they used to take out Mesim by Levaya. So there's a certain Mahalchim how they used to do it. Now, it's become now Goyisha ways of doing things with big horses and carriages and all these sorts of things. So the Maisa Yidden don't do such a thing. Ah, we have Makoris for it. Not in Torah, but we have Makoris in Chazal and Midrashim and all sorts of wonderful things. But the Maisa, Tosfos says, and he asked his Kasha, if I have a Makor in the Torah for something, and it's become a mimic of the God, what's the Halacha? So Tosfos are picking its awesome. We don't do it, we have a makar, so what? Something becomes a minig of the goy. Obviously we're not going into the sugar now, but that's very much the sugar wearing a couple. So you sugar about that as well, because it was talking about the day they used to wear couples, not us, and therefore what happened or how did it change over? But again, that's not a sugar for right now. Of the problem, the mice is closest to it's what others are learning, you say, and that is, if something is a minig of any goy, then we give it a din of chukas goy. I feel if there is a minig, I'm a core for it by us. The Chochmas Adam over there in Klal Pei Tes in the beginning, the Vilna Gaon over there in Kufa and Chesed Zayin also fastens this way, and the Mela, we have to be careful. Now, what's Nichlal in Chukas HaGoyim? Again, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to get back to our Shaila of the red band, which obviously is what we're trying to get to. This is just a Hagdoma to lead us up there. Is what's Nichlal in the Issa? What type of item, what type of Zachan or Nogea to the Shaila of Chukas HaGoyim, and whatever goes into the Psukim of all the Psukim we mentioned before? So, number one, the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Yeridei, Kufa in Tessiv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, and again, the Makor is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, of Samachin the Beis, that says we don't rely on superstitions. Superstitions mean that if I see something funny and I act based upon that, that's called a superstition. Which means, if I'm walking in the garage and I see a black cat go in front of me, oh, that's it, I'm going straight home. So, people do these things, there are people that live by these things, right? They're behind the ladder, or this one there, I've done some, whatever it is. L'maisa Mefurshi Gemara, Mefurshi Halach and Shulchan Aruch is Chas V'Shalom or not, you can say them. Oh, but to act upon them, that's the essential phenomenon that we're not allowed to do. In order to decide a business venture, depending on, you know, what happens on the weather, all sorts of funny things that people have. That's the issa number one. Issa number two is to use a sign to predict the future. For example, you have someone that will throw a stick and he'll say, oh, if it goes to the left, I'll do the business deal. It goes to the right, I won't do the business deal. Such a thing not. Interesting. Rav Shimshon Fol Hirsch explains Pshat, why we're not, why Klal Yisrael don't do this. And explains Pshat, he says that every Yid is meant to ask himself at that moment of time, am I being the kind Rotzon Hashem or not? Maybe if you're going to do something that Ki'ilu predicts the future and says if you're going to be successful or not successful, and you're basing on that, that's not how Klal Yisrael are meant to go. Klal Yisrael are meant to say, is what I'm doing now Rotzon Hashem or not? If I'm doing Rotzon Aboyer, then the Nachanam is the Seder. My Nafkamina, what the result will be. The Maizah, that's how it explains. So that's reason number two. That's Issa number two. Issa number three, stargazing. Right? Again, it's all Fushuk Ba Kufain Test, I think it's a very Sifalot in Yeridea. That also time is a similar bar, and that is people that, you know, pick this big crystal ball and they see all sorts of funny things inside there, or people that look at people's faces. I used to sit, Baruch Hashem, I was Zoicha to sit as Bacha next to a very, very, very Choshev Yid, going with Yosef Stern, Zaksal, just Nifta now, Cholamoit. I don't know if anyone knows him from he was the brother of Moshe Aaron Stern. Yeah. So he was the Rebbe of Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel in the Meir. He gave me his chos and shmuz. And I sat next to him for many, many years. He used to tell me all the interviews. He was a shtickel of a kubel. He never used to look at anybody's face. When people used to show, he was a chos, one of the Magidi show in the yeshiva in Torah. So when some people used to come over to him, so he wouldn't look. He would look down. He would never look at their face. Everybody assumed that the reason was posh, because if he sees your face, he can posh see everything about you. So he doesn't want to look, because he doesn't want to see what goes on over there. The Maizah asked him, Pshat once, he says, Nishta Zoy. He says, it's brought down in the Sefer Derech Eretz. And it's not the Seder for a person to look at other people by the face. He was Noeg Zoy. But he wants to explain to me there is a mahalach by the hand with all the lines. There is mahalach, I mean, it has the codes for it already. Whatever it is, I'll propose him the mice to be busy with stargazing is another issa. Right, yeah. There's the last issa which is negated to us, is to heal yourself, to do a maisa refuah al yidei darkei emayu. Right, Gemara over here in Shabbos Amal Zayin on the base, there seems to be a machloikas rishonim what the issa is. Rashi learns the issa is, it's nichlal into b'chuk ha-seir lo seleichu. The Rambam seems to learn it's lo senach. Okay, there is a machloikas rishonim what the issa is. There's makoros that it has askomas, and it's a chashviyiz, I think once with Avadia Zatzal, somebody came to the house there to check the mezuzahs because they had something going on in the house over there. So it looks like one of these mekubalim that could see the mezuzah on the outside and he could tell whether or not. So Avadia called him in and said, oh, I'm going to ask you a couple of shaylas. Just have a closest in your vomit, a bit shver, maybe you can help me out a second. I asked him a few different mekubalim and he saw the guy had no idea what's going on. He says, hold it. Right? You want to be someone like that, you have to be holding a gun, call it Jerry Kulu. Or the stamps to go around with the Zachem, that's my station. That's cool. Let me get back to it. So the Maisa, the Issa to get to us is this Issa is to heal himself at the day a Maisa of Darke Imoy. The only problem is that we do find many times that Klal Yisrael are yet knowing to be making on these things. For example, right, we know in Ebenezer Ezra, Simon Samach Dalad, Dalad over there, the Shulchan Aruch brings over there, when should a person get married, when is the right time for a chasana. So we know it's all based on the Levana, with all sorts of interesting cheshbonis over there in the Noseh Kenan, when a person dafka should get married, the mazel, this, that, the other, we know for the Rebbe's, when a person should get married. There's another example in when did yeshiva start? When does Zman begin? Right? Zman begins with Rosh Chodesh. And people think, Kilu, that's like, you know, some Rosh Hashiva got up one day making I don't know what, and he explained it that way. It's Nishtazo, right? It's Mufush Allah, it's Bush Amon, Kufayin Test. There are Amon Kufayin Test, you've got the base, brings a smack that says all Yeshiva learning that starts on Rosh Chodesh has a special mazel, special zach, special atzlach. But our pizeh is the maisa why people start Rosh Chodesh. We know by Rosh Hashanah, we have all the Simonim Milsim, Mufush Gemara. So what's pshat? How come sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, right? It's very unclear this Likudah, but I have two basic mahalchim why. One is from the Rambam. The Rambam Moreh Nebuchim Chelik Gimel Perek Lamed Zayin brings down that all these magical things that people believe in, it's all nothing. There's no shaykhus. This is not real, it's fake, has no shaykhus b'chol. Oba, the Torah came along with the Rambam and told us not to believe in it. Why? Because maybe a person will believe in it. If a person was allowed to do it, he make up the belief that it's emes to gazat. So the Rambam, the Torah didn't want that. Of the Rambam, something that does work, about its mutter. No, it's a. The Torah was making things that don't work, Shema people will believe them. As I said, Rambam. The second mahalik is other Rishonim as well, the Rashba, the Rabban, others as well. Oh, again, all the sugya that never deserve. Where there is Rishonim, what do you mean? We have rayas from Chazal and other they work. In Cain, if they work, what's the pshat? The reason is because you're not allowed to base things on that. You can do things that have a shaykhah, that have a slacha, but to base decisions based upon them, oh, this you can't do. What's the gedder? So Rav Rishonim, Tosfos Avodah Zarah says, klar, anything that a goy does is Avodah Zarah, it's osur for us. Rav Achronim don't go with that Tosfos, they go with the sheet of the Marik, and that is that if a goy has a practice, whatever that he does, and if there's no makor, so if we do it, so it's either we're copying him, and that's a shayla of chukas ha goy. What's an example?
Huh? Not to go hunting.
Now there's a few, let me give you a few nafkaminas, a few examples of them, we'll get back to our shayla of Darkei Moriah, which is in Chasid Chof Zayin. And there's number one, names. Right? There's a medrash in Vayikra Berak Amud Beis that says that one of the four reasons why Klal Yisrael was Zoyka to come from Mitzrayim is Dafka because Shalom Shinesh Ramon, which means they weren't changed their name, they had Yiddish and Oman, and that was the medrash, one of the four reasons why Klal Yisrael was saved. Right, the Maram Shik has a tshuva, and he writes that even if a person has a goyish name, is over on an issa, maybe even the raisa of the chukas teicham leisaleichon. The biggest raya he brings is Maram Shik. Shik stands for what? Shem Yisrael Kodesh. So the Maaseh he holds that every single name has to have a Yiddish name, otherwise the person could be over on that. I'll give you another example: a wedding ring for a man, right? For a woman, we know. Oh, but what about for a man? So the Maaseh Rav Moshe and Tshuva's right about this goyish zach to give it b'shas to chuppah. B'shas to chuppah. Oh, but Zug Rav Moshe.
They do the switch.
Oh, that's what he said. B'shas to chuppah, you have a baya. What about after the chasna? That's after the chasna. She wants to give it to him. Stop! Everyone should know that he's married. I know someone, a younger man from Chutz Loretz. His wife gave him a ring. Well, gave him a ring. He wears a ring. Why does he wear the ring? Dafka, when he goes to university, he doesn't want all the girls over there coming over to him. So he has a ring. He saves himself. I tell someone that goes prior to that reason also. A modern guy from America, so some hick town in the middle of America. He comes there to store, all of a sudden he sees the grace of pious. What's the pshat? He says, posh. When I go to town, I can take off a couple of a hundred of my pious. So it's a goyim. It saves me from doing all those terrible zakhim. The mother is that. I'll go put in the mice of Moshe right. It's a goyish zakh. You shouldn't do it. You're a shemaim, a bentoyo. Obviously, we don't do it. It's inzu a mini. Oh, but again, if a person wants to do it in such an open, as we mentioned before, there is a mockim. I took a bocha once from Rizul Orbach. Rizul Orbach told him that he can continue wearing it, could be because he's wearing a leather jacket, or could be wouldn't say it to a regular bentoya. But Akoponim, the Maestro of the Zil, said you can wear it in such an open, because again, when you're not doing it, b'shem kinyum, b'shem chasana, Yizichah can't say it's over on over chakasek on Yisalechu, but you can say that it's a goy shizach and shum edan lechatchela. Another example is the bima. How the bima has to be in the middle of the room. How much of the middle of the room? A man that you can walk from your Nakodesh in between the bima. Closer than that is a problem, and yet it's a shayla of chuzegam yisaleichu. A bas mitzvah. Rav Moshe is a tshuva about women, about making a bas mitzvah party. The tshuva, the debetzin rov and Rav Moshe chelik aleph siman yud has the same idea. And he says about it's a shayla of chukas hagoy. That's what goyim do. Oh, but there's a mokum to be made. Isha minismah for people that can do it. Thanksgiving, for example, in America, Rav Moshe is a tshuva. We're allowed to eat turkey on Thanksgiving or not? Is it a goy shizach or not? And the time is versus Thanksgiving. Whatever it is. Thanks, the Maaseh Rav Moshe time is up.
Sometimes you don't take
the
Shem
Zalman speaking by saying it's right. Stamazon also doesn't like it. Stamazon, yeah, it's a Dafka.
No, because
it's cheap, that's right. It's Dafka. So Rebelski says if the reason why you're doing it is to show a chorus at third to the country, then you can do it. It's not a problem. Putting flowers on a matzeva, for example, the goyish is up, right? You'll go if you ever go. We shouldn't go, but if you go to a goyisha, the vay over there, you'll see what they say. You put on blue flowers onto the thing. They'll say one more to them and say, "Oh, she looked great in blue." Right? That's why the goyish is up. Goyish is up. Some soiv is a tshuva. He writes to put a picture on the matzeva. It's a gomor. That's cloth. Flowers. It's a gomor. But it's a goyish is up. Huh? Yeah. Sports stadiums is a major shayla where Moshe says it's Moshe Leitzim, or we don't have Chukas Hagoy. the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer in Sefer Mitzvahs writes the Oyvam Mechukas Agoy to someone that shaves his beard. Over the Chasam Soiv and Chaim Kuvlin Test says no. But the minig is that way for people to do it even not goyim. And the Rai says it's not over Mechukas Agoy. For the Chasam Soiv and not over on Mechukas Agoy. Going back to Al Sugya now. The red band. What's the law with the red band? Ein Hor or not. So there's a Tosefta. The Tosefta in Shabbos Perek Zayin Alacha Aleph says that if you take a red string and you tie it around your finger, that's Darkei HaMoiri. As I state in Tosefta. Then I think Tosefta brings, or maybe the Mefarshim on the Tosefta, bring that Yesh Shvorim Omrim, that if you tie a red string anywhere, that's Darkei HaMoiri. Now, if you look at the Rishus Chochma Perik Derech Eretz Perik Dalet Tazayin over there, the Dakechubi brings it in Yeridei Kufay in Tesis Kotel Chof Aleph. Also, many Marmukhemis about it. The Meisa, they asked the Devitz in the Rav and Ben Moshe about this Haile and Pen Chelik Beisim and Ayin Hay. If you're allowed to put this red string on a baby carriage, people often put it on the baby buggy. So it's done as Ayin Hora for the baby. What's that like? So the Meisa, the Ben Moshe writes. The Ben Moshe and Chelik Chesem Lamavah, the Minkatcher, the Beit Torah Chelik Beis Ayin Aleph, wants to say that if you look at red, it does save a person from Ayin Hora. And the Ben Moshe, Devitin Rav, says that Taka is the minig of people to put it on the baby carriage and other places in order to get out of Ayin Hora. Agar, the color red, Stamazon, right? What's the Indian? So the Zohar Kodesh in Parashas Shalach and Chos says that red takes away Ayin Hora. What's the Pshat? So I saw a Pshat once, I think it was from Hirsch. The pshat is, they use it in the Beis Hamikdash, it came from a worm. The red came from a worm. So the lowest creature that we have is a worm. It's the lowest thing, it has no legs, it's mummish on the floor. That was the klolah. Akoponim, when a person has Ayin Hora, where does it come from? It comes from Gaiva. It comes from Baruch Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shem gave a person Gevaldik Azachan. And you start to feel that, you know, Mursuk Asim Chodah, oh, it comes from me and all this Gevaldik Azachan on me. When a person has such a Gaiva, the only way is to look at this worm, look at this lowest creature by looking at the red and reminding yourself of this worm. And it reminds the person, that worm is the lowest creature, and that's where we're all ending up. So the Maisa, that's the reason why the Zohar says that a Daka saves a person from Ayin Hora. Stam is only red. What about wearing red, right? So everybody knows you don't put women in red, kids in red, all these sorts of zachen, right? It comes the Maisa from the Marik. The Marik said you should be makpid not to wear red, and the Shach over there in your day, Kufayin Tes says, Sikot and Gimel, we're worried about sneers. Sneers of the Mishnah Aloch is Aloch in Chelit Yubay, Sim and Yudchen Yubay, applies to both men and women. Now, enough can mean if you're wearing a red sweater, a red jacket, whatever it is, or the Noshim are wearing it as well. Revolving and Shevet Ali, Yechen Abov, Simon Chavdal, and Oiz Beit, ask the Shiloh, what about children? Kids! What about kids in a red coat, a red baby grow once in one day old? So Revolving is Machalik. A very, very young child of Adam's mutter, when the child reaches chinuch, then maybe not. Chaim Kanievsky tied at 9, if you're a young baby, a person shouldn't put on red. What's interesting to note, and again, I'm not passing this lalocha from saying we have to know these marmakoimis, and there's a Darkei Tshuva over there, and Kufay Tetzakot and Tezayim brings over there B'shem, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, I think. And he brings over there that nowadays there's no Shaila Chukas Hagoy, and there's no Tzniyas. The Chazan Ish also is quoted to say, Bisman Hazeh, that everybody wears it, it's a normal thing, it's not some, you know, crazy pizza de Kazakh. So according to the Chazan Ish, according to the Daikachuba brings it as well, it seems he passes that way in Alocha, that Bisman Hazeh, there is no Shaila of Chisor and Tzniyas by wearing red. Again, a lot of poskim are talking makpid on it, but at least we should know that if such a thing does exist, Ayin Darkei Tshuva. Of the Maisa, when it comes to us with the red band, so we're left with basically the Shaila of does it work, does it not work, I don't know. The Yisoid of Ayin Hora that we mentioned before, which is obviously the Yisoid why these people are wearing it, that L'choira, if they understand what it means, does work. The time you're looking at it, it makes the person not being the Balgaiva, which takes away the Ayin Hora, because the Maisa is not going to be a Balgaiva upon him. The Maisa in Rebelski, I saw the same Rebelski Shlita from America that he tied is that to walk out with such a thing is Hotzor Mamish because it's not a Tachshir and it's not going to be a Malbush. I don't know. I would have said that it's Mutal Chatzchela for the simple reason that if you have a woman, you have a man, whatever it is, and they believe that this is Ayin Hora for them and they're always wearing it the whole time, Sifi Chob Gimel, so the Maisi have a big mockum to say, especially Bizman Azer with all the Tzirupim that the Beis Yosef always brings us, and as we don't have a Rishus Rabbi Midaraisa and Sifam Beis, is the Maisi very similar to a watch. That's what they normally wear. These people go to sleep in it, have a shower in it, it's a normal Chelik of the Malbush, in which case, even if you say that the Ein Horishavoy, the Darkei Moiri anyway is mutter because you're allowed to do Darkei Moiri when it comes to Refuah, so you pass on Shulchan Aruch, like Shulchan Aruch, like Shulchan Aruch, like Shulchan Aruch, and for the Indian of Hotzah, Kabbalah, the Indian of Hotzah, I don't think this is a major bio over here, again, from Daiti, Revolsky, but in my sense, there's a big mocking to be made and say that there's no Shulchan Aruch of Hotzah, because it's Pashas got a din of a Malbush for them, maybe you want to tie in even the Tashit, that is the Indian over there, the Seder. So next time, Be'ez Hashem, we'll try to go a little bit weiter in the Sugya, we'll try to speak out more of the Indian over there.